with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Trump envoy Keith Kellogg says Ukraine can only blame itself for the pause in U.S. military aid and intelligence sharing after last week's Oval Office blow-up between Presidents Zelensky and Trump.
You don't try to challenge the President of the United States in the Oval Office that, in fact, you need to side with me and not the Russians. You don't become an independent interlocutor if you look at something like that. And he was forewarned. It's not like President Zelensky was not made aware that this is what we wanted out of the Ukrainians to basically say, go here, it sets the next stage, it opens up, it goes forward.
Meanwhile, European Union leaders back new defense spending plans aimed at freeing up billions of euros for the continent's security after the Trump administration signaled that Europe would have to fend for itself in the future. The U.S. House has voted to censure Congressman Al Green for disrupting President Trump's address to Congress.
The Texas Democrat offered no regrets when he explained his actions on the House floor during the president's speech on Tuesday night. He said he'd do it again. The resolution against Green was approved on a mostly party-line vote of 224 to 198, with some Democrats crossing over. House Speaker Mike Johnson had Green removed from the chamber Tuesday night in the early moments of the president's speech. The resolution expresses displeasure at the congressman's actions, but does not affect rights or privileges as a member of the House. George Williams reporting.
President Trump on Thursday postponed 25% tariffs on many imports from Mexico and some imports from Canada for a month amid widespread fears of the economic fallout from a broader trade war. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 536 points, the NASDAQ dropped 483, the S&P down 104. This is SRN News. Wyoming has a new bathroom law.
The measure bars males from using female bathrooms, changing rooms, locker rooms, or living quarters in any state building or institution, including universities and colleges. Sarah Beth Nolan of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, states have a duty to protect the privacy, safety, and dignity of women and girls. Letting men intrude on women's spaces is a threat to their safety and a denial of the real biological differences between the two sexes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has signaled it will move to let Idaho enforce its strict abortion ban. The Biden administration had gone to court to block the law, saying it would prevent women from having abortions in medical emergencies. Dropping the case would be among the first administration's major moves on abortion. In his first term, President Trump appointed many of the Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Another sell-off on Wall Street sent the NASDAQ composite 10% below its record as whiplash over tariff grows as A1 stars lose more of their time. The S&P 500 lost 1.8%. The NASDAQ composite sank 2.6%, and the Dow dropped 1%. Stocks fell even though President Trump offered another temporary reprieve on some of his tariffs. The move amplified the uncertainty that's been rocking the market amid worries that a global trade war would damage economies and perhaps worsen inflation. The Dow was down 427 points to finish at 42,579. The NASDAQ lost 483 to 18,069. The S&P 500 dropped 104 to 5738. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.